Good morning. Welcome back to our Shmiras HaLashon class learning. We are still learning virtually and remotely. Who would have thought when this started, here we would still be. So Baruch Hashem for technology that allows us to continue to be mechazik each other and to our hosts and sponsors, the Axarol family, Tizku L'mitzvos U'L'maisim Tovim. Let's begin with the Tefillah Al Hadibur, please, which I just posted so you could say it along with me. Ribono Shel Olam, Yiratam Afanecha, Al Racham V'Chanim, Shetezekeni Haim V'Chol Yom, Lishmar Pi U'Lishoni Milashen Hara U'Echilis, V'Azar M'Ledabar Afilo Al Ish Yachid, V'Kol Shekein Al Kal Yisro, O Al Chilek Mehim, V'Kol Shekein L'Yisraim Al Midosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'Azar M'Ledabar Divrei Shekher Chanufa Mecholkas Kas Gaiva, O'Naz Tvarim Habanas Panim Leitzonus, V'Chol Dibur Asur, V'Zakeni Shel L'Ledabar, Kim Davar Hatzarich, and Yane Goofy Vinafshi, Viukoma Asai Vidibuai, the Shem Shemaim, Amen Vamein. We are learning as a Chus, Aliyah Neshama for Tzvi Gershom, Ben Yoel Vachan, Alavasham, the Neshama should have a continuous Aliyah on the merit of our Torah shared, and the merit of our Avodas Hashem to strengthen our Shmir Salashan, and also on the merit of all those Baruch Hashem who join us remotely. I do get feedback from people who listen to the Shir online. It's a tremendous chizuk for myself. I hope for Alyssa also to know that even after the time that we meet twice a month, people are really impacted by this Shir. It's a tremendous chos. It should be an aliyah neshama for Tzvi Gershom ben Yoel v'chan alav Hashem. Also, with your permissions, chos refuah for bracha v'garbas racha geta, soch shar chayisa. And of course, during this very turbulent time, I think we would all be maskim that the commitment that we share to our learning should bring schosim to our community, our families, Knesset Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, for only shalom, only simchas, only besuras tovos, and only refuah shalema for all cholim halavai. So we're on page 168. I know I did not send you the pictures of the pages. What we're really up to is the end of Perek Yud Gimel. We actually only have one sentence left on Perek Yud Gimel, which I'm going to read. But given that this week's parashos are Achrimos and Kedoshim, and parashos Kedoshim contains the famous mitzvah not to be a gossip monger amongst your people, I prepared a very Shmiras HaLashon oriented shir based on the pasuk on this week's parasha, because it is a direct, sometimes the Chavetz Chaim speaks about other things, the support of Torah, the mother supporting Torah, that's all very, very important. Obviously, everything the Chavetz Chaim teaches us is very, very important, but I specifically prepared a in-depth shir on Lo Seideich Rachil Bamecha. We'll be quoting from the Gemara Mesachas Arachim, so everybody bear with me. What I'm actually going to do now, Alyssa, Baruch Hashem, we are finishing Perek Yud Gimel. Well, for your reference, if anyone does have the previous pages, I did post them a few weeks ago. You could go back to the class chat and just scroll up. I'm almost reading the last sentence of Perek Yud Gimel, which is on page 168. So last time we spoke about Gaiva, we spoke about humility as the foundation of Avodas Hashem, we spoke about Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, and his Orchos Yashar. So last sentence on page 168. O Esek Shel Ribis, another reason that somebody might not come back in the time of Trias HaMesim is because of charging interest. The Amru Chazal, like Chazal say in Yalku Yecheskel, Al Zeh De'eno Omid Batria, that if a person who charges Ribis, who charges monetary interest when they lend money, will not get up with the resurrection of the dead. Va'afilu Im Asa Heter Iska, Miyo Mashana Kasekadin. And if you even if he made a heter iska, which is a legal document drawn up halachically, which restructures a loan as a joint business venture, and there is ways to pay back with interest, mi yomar shana aseh kadin, who said it was necessarily done appropriate to the law? This is clearly something that is way out of my realm. In terms of charging interest, we do have to be very, very careful. I know, just for one example, if your friend buys you something at the grocery store and it costs $5.50, it's not so pashut to pay them back $6 and just say keep the change, because you could be paying back with interest. I learned that from my brothers. Again, halachically, please ask a rav, but it is something we have to be very careful with. In terms of heter iska, I am less than qualified to comment on any matter, so obviously anybody involved in a business venture will ask a halachic authority. Okay, we are finished Perek Yud Gimel, which is very, very nice. I now want to go to this week's parsha. This week's parsha it's a double parsha. It's Achrimos Kedoshim, Alavai, or Bateya Knisio should be open. We should be zocha to open the Aron Kodesh, should take out our holy Sefer Torah to read. Halavai, could you imagine the schus, well, that we will, the emotion we will all feel when Beis Knesset is open again. Should be zocha to take out the Sefer Torah and actually hear these psukim read from Kriya Satorah. So I'm going into Perek Yud Tes. I'm skipping to Parshas Kedoshim. Last week was Tezriya Mitzorah. Tezriya Mitzorah dealt with the Mitzorah. Mitzorah, the Gemara tells us in Arachin, is an acronym for the Motzi Shemra, this common who spoke slander, who said bad about other people. In our Parsha, in Perek Yod Tes, Parshas Kedoshim, chapter 19 in Vayikra, Pasuk Tes Zayin. So the Pasuk famously says, Lo Seilech Rachil Ba'amecha. Rachil is an interesting word. What does that mean? You should not go, our school says, gossiping amongst your people. Continues the Pasuk, Lo Sa'amor Al Dam Recha. You should not stand over your brother's blood or over the blood of your friend, I should say. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem. So I'm going to begin by quoting Rashi. Again, I'm in Vayikra Yud Tes Tes Zayin, Vayikra 19:16. So Rashi says, Lo Seilech Rachil. What does that mean? Omer ani, Rashi says, al shem shakol mishalchei midanim, all who instigate bad will, umbisapri lashon hara, all who relate malicious talk, holchim bevatei re'ehem, they go to their friend's house, liragel mayirura, to spy out. So rachil is related to ragel, to spy out what they may see. When you think about the word liragel mayirura, when people with bad intentions go to their friend's houses to spy out what they see bad. So Ragel is the same word as Meragim, the famous Meragim we meet in Parsha Shlach, in the book of Mabid, in the book of Bamidbar, the Chayt HaMeraglim. So it's from the word Regel, okay, Raglayim, or feet, or walking. They walk around to see bad. That's what Rashi says people do here. Oh, ma yishmura, or what bad tidings they hear. Lesapir b'shuk. So they go collecting their wares from house to house, and then they go peddle those wares in the market. But we're not talking about the milk peddler and the seltzer man and the bagel man. We're talking rather about people who peddle stories, bad tales, lashon hara, about other people. Nikra'im holchei rachil. They are called those who go about, the walkers of gossip. Because holchei rachil, says Rashi, is related linguistically to holchei rigila, those who go about spying, like regel. Regel is your foot, so it makes sense. You walk around to collect your wares of lashon hara about other people, okay? And he says there are other terms of lashon hara in the kasuv, okay? He gets a little technical here, but that's the part that I want to tell you for purposes of our class. And he says, Rochel hasocher umeragal akol achar kol sechora. A peddler is one who goes out and spies out any merchandise. So that's not in a negative sense. A peddler means someone who goes to the market and he spies out, meaning he checks out the merchandise he wants to sell. V'chol hamocher b'samim, anyone who sells spices, lihis kashepahem hanashim, for women to adorn themselves, because he's circulating in the towns, he's called a rochel, like Rogel. So he says this is proof. Instead of peddling spices, says Rashi, with which women use, like perfumes. Today we would call that perfumes. Amazing that Rashi talks about in the 1000 spices that peddlers find in the market to, or sell, I should say, in the market so that women could smell nice. Amazing. So today we call that perfume. 1000 years later, we still have this. Instead of peddling perfume, he peddles lashon hara. And Targum Unkus says, what does Rachil mean? Lo seilech Rachil, says Unkus, lo seichul kuritin, which means don't eat of winking, like winking, to wink your eye. What do you mean not to eat of winking? So Rashi explains what was the practice. They would go and they would eat in someone's house. Beveis ha-mekabel devreim shum hal ata. They would eat a mouthful on the house of the one who received their words of gossip. V'hu gmar chizuk, a sign of affirmation of the lashon hara, that his words were authentic, was a wink. So they would eat, and that eating was like a taking an oath or a pact together that lashon hara is authentic, and that is called, says Rashi, achilat kuritzin, eating of winking. For such is the way, says Rashi, of all those who gossip. Shekein derech kol holchei rachil likrotz be'enehem, to wink with their eyes. V'lirmos divrei rechilusan, to communicate by means of gesture the words of their gossip. Shelo yavinu sharashomim, so other listeners who not understand. So you have two people in the room are speaking lashon hara. What Rashi is explaining is what we call negative body language. You have two people in the room who are speaking lashon hara about somebody else. They think that they don't want anyone to actually hear their words, so they'll wink at each other, or by means of gesture, they will communicate negative information, and all of that is derived from Lo Seilech Rachil Ba'amecha. So you see how profound and astute the Torah is. You should not walk around like regel, spying out your wares. Instead of spices, you're peddling slanderous speech. Targum Unkus's interpretation is winking because people will sit together at a meal and they will affirm their negative words. And the winking is the body language that people use to convey slanderous speech. This, unfortunately, is something that is still relevant today as well. We do have body language, and body language can often give off an entire statement about someone else to someone else without saying a word. So we should know that this is also forbidden from the Torah. Lo se lech rachil ba mitzvah ba'amecha is a lav. It's an isur del raisa lo sase. And according to Targum Unkelus, lo seichun kuretzin ba'amach, not to engage in negative body language, therefore, would also be a prohibition from the Torah. So if you say, I didn't say anything, how could it be lashon hara? It's not so pasha. Just because you didn't say anything, the way that you convey your displeasure when somebody else walks into the room merely through body language is a very serious transgression. I'm now going to quote from Rav Sham Sherfal Hirsch, commentary to Chumash. Rav Sham Sherfal Hirsch says on this pasuk, Lo se leich rachil ba'amecha. So he says, like Rashi, Reish Chav Lamed is related to Ragel, Reish Gimel Lamed. Both phonetically and semantically, these words are interchangeable. Ragel differs from Halach. So you could say, what's the difference between Reish Gimel Lamed and Hey Lamed Chav? What's the difference between my foot and to walk? Okay? Raglayim are feet, and Halach is to walk. So why do we use the term that really is the root word of feet? Halach denotes movement from place to place. Its purpose is to leave an old place and arrive at a new place. So ani holachet al beit knesset, halavai, I am going to shul, means I'm leaving my place and I'm arriving at a new place, meaning I leave my home on Shabbos morning and I end up in shul. By contrast, however, ragel, which is foot, and also he says the root word for pedestrian, denotes stepping, step by step. Its purpose is realized at every step. So it's not holeich. Holeich is, in other words, Rav Sham Sherfal Hirsch, who focuses so much on Shul Rashim in his teaching of Chumash. Rav Hirsch explains that lehaleich al makom acher means the whole journey is the purpose. Don't look at it step by step. You rather say, I started here, I ended up there. The walking is the means to get there. But the purpose of the journey is lehaleich al makom chadash, or lehaleich al makom acher, to get to arrive in, leave my place, arrive in a new place. Not so ragel. Ragel means stepping, so step by step. The purpose of that journey is realized at every step. When one comes to know the place through which he passes, and therefore, he says, that's why ragel et ha'aretz means to spy out the land. It's not just to go to Eretz Yisrael by the Meraglim and come right back. The purpose of the journey was not to leave the Midbar, get to Eretz Yisrael and come back. The purpose was to get to know the land step by step. Moshe told them, walk through the whole land. Ragel et ha'aretz means spy out the land. Get to know its characteristics step by step. Therefore, what does it mean, lo seleich rachil, or lo seleich ragel ba'amecha, to spy on someone in order to speak ill of him? And it's so true. You want to know every, isn't it true? Just think of what I'm saying, okay? When it comes to gossiping, it's not enough to know the big picture. You want to know every nitty gritty detail of what happened. You don't just want to spread general slander. It's important to know all the juicy details. You're the one. I don't mean you. I don't mean anyone on the phone. I mean myself. I mean Misapra Lashon Hara. I want to know every nitty gritty detail of the whole story. Exactly what happened. That's fabulous teaching of the Torah. Look how profound the Torah is. It doesn't say don't walk and collect Lashon Hara. It says don't be a ragel, don't be a rachel. A ragel is someone, it's not enough to walk. Lo seleich, you shall not walk, with the end goal being rachil, to pick up step by step, detail by detail, juicy piece of gossip by juicy piece of gossip, in order to speak ill of somebody else. He says a rochel is a peddler, I'm still continuing with Rav Sham Sherfal Hirsch, who goes from house to house, bringing everyone the wares they need. By extension, a rochel is an international trade, a middleman. He imports and exports merchandise from country to country. So like Rashi said, like the men who, the peddlers who sell spices in the market, with which women use to adorn themselves. Rav Sham Sherfal Hirsch says it's like someone, an exporter and an importer of merchandise from the country. So as applied to this mitzvah in the Torah, it's someone who imports and exports Lashon Hara. By further extension, says Rav Shamshon Volosh, a rachiel is a news peddler. News peddler. He goes from person to person. He goes from house to house, prying into the affairs of one person and telling of those affairs to another. Of such a tale bearer, so he's not a spice bearer, he's not a perfume bearer, he's not a seltzer man, he's not the milkman, he's not the ice man. My mother was just telling the kids recently about the ice box that she remembers. I think it was her or her in-laws, I don't remember, it was my mother's parents or my father's parents, that they didn't have refrigerators. They came over from Europe, and you would have the iceman would deliver a huge block of ice, and you would put it into the top of the fridge. This wasn't like 1,000 years ago. Listen how different it was for, you know, my grandparents, and that must mean some of yours as well. They had an ice box, and they put it in the top of the fridge, which obviously wasn't plugged in. That means no electricity, and it kept the food cold. And every day, you needed a new delivery of a huge chunk of ice. It's so foreign from our world. Our world today has so many conveniences. It's hard for us to remember, even not remember. It's hard for us to envision what this was. So this wasn't an ice man. That is not a seltzer man. What is it? It's someone who peddles, yeah, taka, from house to house, step by step. Rachil is related to Ragel. But what does he do step by step? Prying to the affairs of one person and telling them to another. Of such a talebearer, the Torah says, Lo teilech, Rachil b'mecha. Don't make your destination leaving your house, teilech, and getting to someone else's house by counting every step along the way, every word of Lashon Hara. Do not, says Rav Hirsch, reveal things about your fellow man that are not known, unless you are certain that he would absolutely like you to do so. And he quotes two pasukim from Mishlei that I looked up for you, and I'm going to quote for you now. One pasuk from Mishlei, okay, translated as Proverbs. Mishlei is the wisdom of Shlomo HaMelech. Rav Shamshon Volosh first quotes from Mishlei, Parak Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Gimel. So here we go. What does the pasuk say? Mishlei 11:13. Holeich Rachil Megala Sod. Listen to this, okay? Holech Rachil, those are the two words that we have in our Parsha Kedoshim. Lo Seilech Rachil, you shall not be one who walks around step by step peddling gossip. So Mishlei says, Holech Rachil, if you want to look it up, you can. I'm in Perek Yud Aleph of Mishlei, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Holech Rachil, Megala Sod. One who walks around peddling the wares of Lashon Hara is someone who will reveal your secret. Your secret is not safe with that person. The ne'eman ruach, however, listen to the end of the pasuk, the ne'eman ruach mechase davar. He who is of ne'eman ruach, of, how would I translate ne'eman ruach? Honest, upright, upstanding spirit, mechase davar, is one who will cover up the matter. And we have to ask ourselves, which camp do we want to be in? Do we want to be the holeich rachil, who is megala sod? Do I want to be the one who walks around peddling step-by-step gossip? And everyone knows I'm not trustworthy, and nobody can trust me with their secrets. I am a revealer of secrets. Or the ne'eman ruach, one who is of honest, faithful, trustworthy spirit, mechase davar, will cover up your matter. He is a person you can tell things to, because when he or she says, I will never tell anyone, you know, based on experience, they will keep your words private with themselves. So first of all, I have to ask myself, which party do I want to be? Do I want to be the holeich rachil, who everybody knows I'm the megala sod, or do I want to be the ne'eman ruach, who is mechase davar, who manages to keep mechase davar as a play on words? Pun intended, play on words. Get it? Davar means word. It doesn't just mean he covers up the matter, but dibur is also speech. So listen to that second half of the pasuk again. Ne'aman ruach, one of honest, faithful, trustworthy spirit. Mechaseh davar. It means two things. He covers up the matter by closing words, by concealing words. Isn't that the beauty of Nach? Mechasa davar means two things, ladies. I hope I'm translating it. I'm explaining this well. That's why I suggested, if you want, I'm actually looking at a Tanakh here, a beautiful Meretz Yisrael, turquoise-colored Tanakh. Very beautiful. It was a gift from cousins in Eretz Yisrael. So, Ne'aman ruach mechasa davar. He covers up the matter. It also means he covers up his words. The secret to keeping secrets is to know when to cover up your words. So first I have to ask myself which one I want to be. And I also have to ask myself, who can I trust? And who can I not trust? The next pasuk from Mishlei that Rav Shamshon Volosh quotes is Parachof, Pasuk Yud Tes, 2019 in Mishlei. Here we go. Go Sod Holech Rachil. So these are two very interesting psukim. I'll just tell you before I prepared the share, I was never aware of them, but that doesn't mean anything because I'm not aware, unfortunately, of most of Nach. Go Sod Holech Rachil. You have the exact same term. Holech Rachil. One who reveals secrets, says Mishlei, is a Holech Rachil. Someone who walks around peddling wares. However, this pasuk continues. Ule Foset Sifasav. Lo tit arav, to he who opens his lips, you shall not mingle with him. Tit arav means like a mixture. Here we go. Go lesod, holeich rachil, one who reveals secrets, is a gossip monger. Ulefose sifasav, ulefote sifatav. Ulefose sifasav, one who is of open lips. Lo tit arav. Shlomo Melech says, you know, I'm going to tell you something. You should not mix with such people who are of open lips. It's better to stay far away. So Rav Shamsha Val Hirsch, in his commentary to Chumash, quotes those psukim from Mishlei. Continuing with Rav Shamsha Val Hirsch, this prohibition, lo seilech rachil ba'amecha, you shall not walk around being a gossip monger amongst your people. We've explained lahalech means the goal of getting from one place to the next. When combined with rachil or ragel means to count every single step on the journey as important in peddling your wares, conceives of the national community as amim, because it says lo seich rachil ba'amecha. It doesn't say lo seich rachil bechavercha. It doesn't say lo seich rachil ba'achecha. It doesn't say lo seich rachil be're'echa. But it specifically says lo seich. And again, every single word, every single letter, every single tradition of Nakuda, every single trap is important in the Torah. So if it says ba'amecha, it's coming to teach me something. So first Rav Hirsch speaks about teilech, then he speaks about rachil, he quotes the psukim from Mishlei as we have looked at them inside, and then he says, what about the significance of ba'amecha? It doesn't say chavercha, re'echa, achicha, it says amecha. Why? This prohibition of not being a rachil ba'amecha, says Rav Hirsch, conceives of the national community as a nation, amim, nations, as a number of closed circles, homes, families. In other words, lo seich rachil ba'amecha, do not be a gossip monger amongst closed circles of homes and families. Family members, he continues, discuss their affairs within the bounds set by natural mutual trust. So this is something that should speak to us. Think about that again. Excuse me. Family members discuss their affairs within the bounds set by natural mutual trust. There is between family members, hopefully, natural mutual trust. Matters do not spread by themselves from am to am, from circle to circle. He's saying that the word am, ayin mem, actually means that root, ayin mem, actually means a circle, which makes sense why we are called Am Yisrael. We should all see ourselves as part of the great circle of the nation of Israel. In a circle, everyone is included. We should all see ourselves as part of inclusion in that circle. Matters do not spread by themselves from circle to circle. The members of any given circle, any given Am, put their trust in one another. And relying on this, they speak and they act. So if you trust your spouse, hopefully you trust your spouse, if you trust your children, I don't mean the three-year-old, we have adult children. If you trust your children, if you trust your mother, etc., you understand the point. Then you rely on that trust, and then you speak, and you act with freedom. You need to vent, you need advice, you need to tell them what happened to you today. You trust that the person you just told within your circle, i.e. within your home, within the natural boundaries of family life, is not going to be, like Mishlei says, megala sod. You trust that they are not a holdeich rechil megala sod. You believe that your family is ne'aman ruach, mechased davar. They are of honest spirit, and they will conceal your matter. Hence, says Rav Hirsch, he who spreads confidential matters from circle to circle is a holeich rachil ba'amav. He is one who takes those words, and his end goal is to get from his house down the block. That's holeich, like Rav Hirsch said. But how does he get from his house to the end of the block? By being a ragel, counting every single step, what he sees on the way. And then, that's rachil, ragel. And then ba'amav, he's spreading your wares from circle to circle, from family to family, from house to house. We are obligated, says Rav Shamsha Val Hirsch, to preserve, listen to this, what is the end goal of Shmir Salashon? It's geula, for sure. We could do a whole shir on that. We have, I believe, Elisha, spoken about that. How the first galus, Yosef HaTzadik, which was the foreshadowing of all our galus, began because they could not speak to each other properly. We know that. They couldn't even speak to each other properly. So yes, the end goal of Shmiras HaLashon is Geula. Absolutely. The end goal of all the mitzvahs we do, Be'ezras Hashem, should be Geula. But Rav Shem Shavalher says, in the shorter term, what is the end goal of Shmiras HaLashon? Quote, to preserve the dignity of every person and to respect his privacy. And isn't that true? Besides for the fact that you want to make yourself a better person. Besides for the fact that I want to bring Nachas Ruch to the Ribbono Shel Olam by following his mitzvos. Besides for the fact that I don't want people to think of me as a megala sod, a revealer of secrets. Besides for the fact that I want to try very hard to overcome my yetzer hara, which is to speak negative, which is what we're working on in this class all these years. What an avoda it is. Who calling in, who listening online could say their speech is perfect. If they say their speech is perfect, then I don't know what to say. They're a God of Hador, they should be the ones giving the shir. We're working so hard. But really, the ultimate benefit of Shmiras HaLashon is to preserve, quote, Rav Hirsch, the dignity of every person and to respect his privacy. It is our duty, says Rav Hirsch, to watch our words when we are speaking of others. I'm going to repeat that sentence. I think it's extremely important. And perhaps if we could keep this in mind, listen, don't I want someone to preserve my dignity? Don't I want someone to respect my privacy? We are obligated to preserve the dignity of every person and to respect his privacy. It is our duty to watch our words when we are speaking of, and I'm going to add in a little amendment, when we are speaking of and to others. You know, I don't know if anybody saw Family First this week in Mishpacha. There was an interview with a frum woman who is a convert. She is a black frum woman. If you didn't see it, it's in Family First, it's kedai to read. And I thought about it a lot, Alyssa, in juxtaposition to this class as well, because she says how painful the looks she get is. She's tired, she says, of going to simchas and people think she's the waitress. And she's tired of people asking her intrusive questions, and she's tired of people assuming that her husband is the only other black in the room, in the male side of the mechitza. She says, no, my husband is the Ashkenazi man you were just sitting to and talking to. She says she once landed, she was taking a trip, and she landed. Unfortunately, it happened in Israel, but could happen anywhere. She's standing there, but she said, the guy next to her in line asked her, why did you come to Israel? When did you convert? Why did you convert? How does it feel to be a black convert? She said, I didn't. She said, it wasn't the customs official. It wasn't an official in Israel letting her in. It was just some guy she was standing next to. And she says in that article, I wish people would treat me the way they want to be treated. Do I not, if you didn't see it, it's in this past Shabbos Family First. Don't I want someone to preserve my dignity? Don't I want someone to respect my privacy? Is it not then my duty to watch my words when speaking of others? It is impossible, says Rav Hirsch, to know how, listen to this. And Rav Hirsch died in 1888. He lived in a very turbulent time because he was a German scholar, Talmud Chacham and Rav. He lived in the time of the Haskalah movement, the Enlightenment, who are trying to throw off the yoke of Torah. And he strove mightily to preserve the Misorah as it's meant to be preserved. But he died in 1888. He lived way before WhatsApp, social networking, and social media. So imagine what he would say today, because listen to his next sentence. It is impossible to know how far-reaching may be the effects of gossip about the private affairs of others. So in the olden days, it used to be, Teilech Rachio meant it took time for your gossip to spread. You could talk, only carry your wares step by step, ragel, down the block or down the town or around the shtetl to the house on the other side of town. Lo teilech, so you were a holeich rachil, who was megalasod. By holeich means your goal is to get from one place to the next. Rachil means ragel. You counted every step by step by peddling the wares of what you saw in your house based on Rashi, Rav Hirsch, and you would wink and use body language, says Unklus, to confirm your negative statement. But how far did you really get? I mean, in the days before telephones, okay, I'm not going back so long ago, 200 years ago, 150 years ago, and Shem Shem Falhirsch died, so let's say 170 years ago, 180 years ago, when he wrote his pshat, how far could the Lashon Hara spread already? by limit of the fact that the world was much smaller because there was no technology. There was not even any telephones. So where could you go already? And nevertheless, he says, it is impossible to know how far-reaching may be the effects of gossip about the private affairs of others. By the time it got, you know, halfway around the world, it was old news and nobody was talking about it anymore. But today it's terrifying. You post one thing on WhatsApp, and it could be the rolling eyes emoji about somebody else, and before you could sneeze, it's around the world. Quote, I'm going to repeat those two sentences. We are obligated, says our first, to preserve the dignity of every person, to respect his privacy. It is our duty to watch our words when we are speaking of others. It is impossible to know how far-reaching may be the effects of gossip about the private affairs of others. Where rechilus abounds, one can trust no friend. One cannot rely on any intimate. Everyone must be guarded in his speech and keep his private matters strictly to himself. Do we want to live in such a world where you cannot trust your closest confidant? Where you're afraid that if you tell your sister something, chas v'shalom, or your spouse something, they're going to post it on Facebook. God forbid, is that the world that we want to live in? If you tell your best friend what happened to you because you're in pain and you need to vent, and we've already seen in the Sefer Halash Shmiras Halashman, and we saw from Naftali writes, it's absolutely mutter to vent your feelings or frustrations to your closest confidant. Do you want to live in a world, says Rav Shamsher Fallhurst, where we're afraid that if I reveal myself to that person, now the whole world will know about my private affairs? Holeich Rachel, says Shlomo, Megala Sod. However, ne'aman ruach mechasa davar. Furthermore, going back to that pasuk from Chof Yates, that was the first pasuk, gola sod holei chachia. A revealer of secrets is one who walks about gossiping. And then, therefore, Shlomo tells you, ulefote sifatav, ulefose sifasav, lo tisarev. I'm going to give you advice, says the wisest man. If you know someone has an open mouth, they can't keep their lips shut, don't mix with them. It's pasha, not worth it to be involved with such people. Says Rav Hirsch, I'm repeating the last sentence, where rechilus abounds, one can trust no friend. Rely on no intimate. Everyone must be guarded in speech and keep his private matters strictly to himself. It's very frightening, the times we live in. When everything is recorded, I'm not talking about Dama Alamalimcha Ayin Roa Ozen Shamas Vchoma Secha Besefer Nachtavim. I'm talking about our fellow men who are constantly on guard, recording what people say, watching what people say, forwarding what people say. Nobody's safe. It's our responsibility, person by person, to change this. Lo Seilech Rachil Ba'amecha, says the Torah. It's Mamish Adil Raisa. Another obligation, says Rav Hirsch, deriving from this prohibition is the following. Differences of opinion among members of the bench are confidential and may not be revealed. He actually is giving them, based on Maseches Sanhedrin, Lamed Aleph Av, an interesting halachic derivative from this mitzvah. Excuse me. Another obligation deriving from this prohibition is the following. Differences of opinion among members of the bench. Now he's talking about Dayanus, okay? Are confidential, may not be revealed. So let's say the court decides one way, and these, you have two dayanim who say this way, and one dayan who says the other way. They're not allowed to reveal who said what. If a judge remarks that he voted in favor of so-and-so, but was outnumbered by his colleagues, he is considered a holeich ragil megala sod. He just quoted from Moshe again, and he transgresses this prohibition. So you see that there are very interesting halachic ramifications, just one example of this mitzvah. So first of all, we're all women. So we can't be dayanim anyways. But it's interesting to consider how Chazal derived lo seich achil b'amecha of bar mitzvahs and mitzvahs derabanan and halachos from this. So it even is applicable in the national level of dayanis, that if two judges vote one way and one votes the other way and he's outnumbered, he cannot reveal what he felt or what he voted for. He would be a holeich rachil. He is the megala sod. Furthermore, says Rav Hirsch, a special type of rechilus, and rechilus being everything we spoke about, quoting the psukim from Mishlei, step by step, peddling your wares, not spices, not perfumes, not ice block for the refrigerator in the 1950s, rather, lashon hara, slander, negativity, a special type of rechilus, says Rav Hirsch, that is even a graver sin, is Lashon Hara, slander. So he says that slander is on a different level. It's even worse than Mechilas. Why? A slanderer, says Rav Hirsch, is, quote, Baal Mesapra Lashon Hara, is one who denigrates the character and actions of others. So this is now taking a blow. You're not just saying what you saw. You're not just peddling the wares from one house to another. Remember, Rav Hirsch says, Amecha, is a circle. You're not just taking the words from circle to circle, but now you're into character assassination. And don't we know, a person's entire life can be ruined, literally. I'm not saying that like today everyone says the word literally 100 times. No, a person's life can literally be destroyed from character assassination. That's one who is Mesaper Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara literally means tongue of bad. A slanderer is one who denigrates the character and actions of another, even if what he says of him is true. The sages count Lashon Hara amongst the gravest of all sins. And now he says, look at Maseches Arachin 15. So I'll tell you that's the next thing that I prepared. We do not have time, so that means Be'ezras Hashem, next time we will continue this topic. We will go into Maseches Arachin, but I'm going to finish that paragraph. A special type of rechilos that is an even graver sin is Lashon Hara, slander. A slanderer is one who denigrates the character and actions of another. Do I want to be that person? Do I want to be the one, Shlomo Melech says, whose lips are always open so people have to stay away from me? Do I want to be the one who is Megalesod? Or do I want to be the one who is Mechase Davar? Even if what he says is true, he denigrates his character, he denigrates his actions, and you have character assassination. The sages count, listen to this last statement, we don't have time for Arachin today, but we'll go into next time, Be'ezras Hashem. The sages count Lashon Hara amongst the gravest. I'm talking to myself, I'm not talking to you, I'm not talking to myself, I'm literally in a room, I feel like I'm talking to myself. The sages count Lashon Hara amongst the gravest of all sins. So if it's the gravest of all sins, it's not a Yavar Val Yavar. I can't be in so much trouble. Not so, says the Torah. And this week's parshas. And yes, we're not in Beis Knesset. And yes, maybe we lose track of the parsha. And yes, there's no Kriyas HaTorah. But we have an obligation to remember, to learn. This whole class is a Shmiras HaLashon class. Here we have, in the Chumash, a Lav D'Oraisa. And we have to ask ourselves, where are we holding? I have to ask myself, where am I holding? Where am I holding now? Where do I hope to be? And what is the kind of person that I want to be? I want to end with a story. I quoted it once before, a number of years ago. I don't remember when. I saw it brought down by Rav Elimelech Biderman Shlita. It's a medrash, it's not a story. So Chazal teaches that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi had a servant named Tevi. If you remember it well and good, and you're going to have Chazara. Okay? Gemara says you can't compare a person learns 100 times to 101 times. So I don't know why I need to feel the need to say that. But because if you remember, I don't want you to say we're reteaching something you already taught. But this story is kedai to reteach ourselves. So he sent Tevi to the market. And he said, Tevi, bring me the best piece of meat in the market. So Tevi brought his master a tongue. Some people like to eat tongue. Pickled, cooked, we'll call it yom tov, good. And then he said, the next day or the next week, Tevi, go back to the market, said Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and bring me the worst piece of meat. So Tevi comes back, and he has a tongue. So his master says, Tevi, I don't understand. When I asked you for the best piece of meat, you brought me a tongue. When I asked you for the worst piece of meat, you brought me a tongue. Tevi said, my master, when the tongue is good, there's nothing better. But when the tongue is bad, there's nothing worse. The story speaks, it's, I shouldn't say that, this Mamar Chazal speaks for itself. And it's a huge avoda. We're trying very, very hard in this Chabura. We're all trying. And sometimes we make mistakes, and sometimes we don't want to say something, and somehow we found we just said it. We cannot give up. Going to the lesson a day. Sefer Chavetz Chaim, before we end, please, the lesson a day. There are times, so this is called innocent remarks. There are times when halacha accepts as fact innocent remarks. By the way, innocent is put in quotation marks. What are innocent remarks? Statements made in passing without the speaker being aware of the consequences of his words. as a rule, people do not lie unnecessarily. So when a person does not realize he is saying something of significance, it can be assumed he is telling the truth. Halacha grants, by the way, I think we have to be very careful with innocent remarks, which are put in quotations, which are statements made in passing without being aware of the consequence of your words. So sometimes you really didn't mean anything bad, but the problem is once you start talking about someone else, you never know the consequence of those words. But halacha grants such statements the status of testimony, actually, in two instances. One, where it is certain that ultimately the true story will be revealed to all. People do not fabricate tales when it's clear their lies will be revealed. So, you know, it's very interesting. You know, sometimes they say something about somebody and they say they don't make up such stories about innocent people. Do you know what I'm talking about? Sometimes you hear something as a rumor or you don't know if it's true, but there's always some truth behind every innocent remark they say. They don't make up such stories about such people. So, where it is certain that ultimately the true story will be revealed to all, because people don't fabricate tales. And it's clear that eventually they'll found to be partial liars. Two, to establish an individual is no longer alive. Innocent negative statements are not granted any such legitimacy. They are lashon hara. One is not permitted to believe them. So you can't believe that an innocent statement. Interestingly, to establish an individual is no longer alive might have more weight. Why? Because no one's going to say he's no longer alive if he is. However, I will tell you, I find that very interesting because I don't know if anybody remembers, a few weeks ago, so we are almost at week 8 of this isolation, shutdown, lockdown, whatever you want to call it, but a few weeks ago, one of the rabbis in one of the city hospitals, I think it was NYU, was in need of Tehillim for COVID. It was in very serious condition. And then they posted, it was posted online, and some people were passing it around, that he was nifter. And it was online. And in fact, I forwarded it to someone as well, because I had first forwarded it to Davin for him, and then I forwarded that he was nifter. Well, it came out after that he was not nifter. I don't know the status today. There's so much news, it's hard to keep up. I don't know the status. I hope that he is alive and well, and had a complete refuah shalema. Longtime Rav, I think, chaplain, I think at NYU, I forget which city hospital. But my point is that there's a case where people were saying he had passed on to the next world, and it was actually not true. So today, I think it's very hard to believe any sort of innocent remark, even when halacha counts them as valid, because the truth is today, with the social networking and social media, it's very, very hard to keep track of what is reality, what is truth, and what is not truth. But as we open up this week's parsha, Kedoshim Tihiyu, Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokechem. And that's the beginning of Perek Yates, that's Pasuk Beis. And we launch into a whole list of what it means to be Kadosh. Let us not forget that Kadosh, set aside, distinct, apart, means with everything and all the explanations and insights we have given, Lo Seilech Rachia Ba'amecha. Because one who is a Soleh Rachil will be one who stands idly by while his brother's blood is being shed. That's the end of the Pasuk. Lo ta'amod al damreyecha. If you can't hold your mouth, ultimately you'll be responsible for the shedding of your brother's blood. But the flip side is, if I can hold my mouth, if I can be mechasa davar, I will be one who comes to the defense of my fellow. Halavai, we should be in that camp and not the other. This learning should be azchus for all of us, for besoros tovos, for refuos, and aliyah neshama, for Tzvi Gershon ben Yoav v'chana alav Hashem. I wish you a wonderful week of siyata dishmaya, health and kol tov. Thank you all for learning with me.